One of the big hopes for the Office of Homeland Security is that it will connect the dots, do better intelligence analysis that will stop terrorist attacks. But the new department may face a public policy minefield in this area, judging from the experience of the Defense Department. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, privacy groups are trying to shut down a defense research program, saying it could lead to unprecedented government surveillance technologies.
Intelligence analysts like to look at the big picture. The Pentagon's Total Information Awareness, or TIA, program would put together a really big picture out of the bits and pieces of everyday life. Defense Undersecretary Pete Aldridge says anything could be fed in.
Such as passports, visas, work permits, driver's license, credit card, airline tickets, rental cars, gun purchases, chemical purchases, and events, such as arrest or suspicious activities and so forth.
The Defense Department says TIA is just a concept that still needs to be proven. But privacy advocates like Mark Rotenberg of the Electronic Privacy Information Center describe it as a kind of science fiction radioactive monster that's about to devour individual rights.
TIA sits in the middle. It is the hub of a whole series of research activities that seek to extend the surveillance capabilities of the United States government.
Rotenberg points to a variety of research projects that have been lumped together under the Pentagon's Office of Information Awareness. They range from basic translation tools to technologies that might identify people by their face, their voice, even by the way they walk.
This particular program concerns the development of such techniques as face recognition using CCTV camera systems that would allow government officials to identify individuals moving in public space.
Security experts say ordinary people will in fact be the beneficiaries of this project if it works. That's because TIA could help show that Joe Sixpack is not a security threat and does not need to take off his shoes 3 times before boarding a plane. And the point here, according to the Pentagon's Pete Aldridge, is simply to see if it's possible to turn vast amounts of unrelated data into meaningful information.
The purpose of TIA would be to determine the feasibility of searching vast quantities of data to determine links and patterns indicative of terrorist activities.
The Pentagon says the program, which is led by former National Security Advisor John Poindexter, will be turned over to law enforcement or to Department of Homeland Security analysts. They would decide just what information to use. The Homeland Security Act envisions the inclusion of information from the private sector, the data people leave behind as they shop, go to the drugstore, or travel. Up till now, investigators have had to subpoena certain kinds of sensitive information. Katie Corrigan of the American Civil Liberties Union worries that total information awareness will give police more immediate access.
The Poindexter program would eliminate the middleman altogether and allow the federal government to get a highly detailed snapshot of your personal life simply through the data trail you leave in computer databases.
The administration says people are asking for something to be done to prevent terror, not just respond to it. But the reaction to the TIA program illustrates the perils involved in coming up with a surveillance system that would look at data from everyone, everywhere, all the time. Immediately after 9/11, civil liberties groups were somewhat reluctant to oppose new security laws. As a result, the USA Patriot Act was passed, and they've spent much of the past year trying to point out what a mistake that was. Now these groups are clearly trying to get out in front of new programs like TIA and to make sure they get a voice as the Homeland Security Department gets up and running. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.